westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Till Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Billionaire investor Jeffrey Gundlach currently predicted Bitcoin would retreat to 20K. Here's his next call. Gundlach said, quote, "It looks like it's being liquidated, so I'm not bullish at $20,000 or $21,000 on Bitcoin. I wouldn't be surprised at all if it went to $10,000. Wow. Bitcoin is down 53% year-to-date and significantly more from its peak of roughly $69,000 in November. He says the trend in crypto is clearly not positive. When Bitcoin fell below $30,000, it looked like it would trade down to $20,000 fairly quickly. And it did. Now it looks like another breakdown could be imminent. Is another guy I never heard of? Hope he's wrong. But they say he's a billionaire. In other news, MicroStrategy is considering buying even more Bitcoin. Publicly traded software company MicroStrategy is already the single largest corporate holder of Bitcoin with over 129,000 Bitcoin in its coffers. Now, just 1 month after its CEO, Michael Saylor, stepped down, and 1 week after the Washington, D.C. Attorney General sued the company and Saylor for alleged tax fraud, the company wants to buy more. In a prospectus filed with the SEC on Friday, MicroStrategy said the firm has entered an agreement with the investment bank Cowen & Company to sell up to $500 million in shares of its Class A common stock. The company said in the filing, quote, "We may use the net proceeds from the offering to purchase additional Bitcoin." The firm warned of Bitcoin's volatility and wild price swings that saw the largest cryptocurrency by market cap trade below $20,000 earlier this week, down from an all-time high of $68,789 in November. There he goes again. And Vitalik Buterin, the co-founder and face of Ethereum, made an appearance at Kyiv Tech Summit in a show of support for Ukraine amid its ongoing conflict with Russia. Buterin surprised the audience after keeping his planned appearance a secret for security reasons. I don't doubt that. The visit to the war-torn country is ahead of Ethereum's merge next week, which will officially transition the network to proof of stake from proof of work. The summit's organizers tweeted that it was Buterin's first visit to Ukraine. Still, it was not his first indication of support for the country since the onset of the Russian invasion at the end of February. Buterin is a Russian-born Canadian citizen and has publicly donated to Ukraine's war effort and taken to Twitter to curse out prominent representatives of Vladimir Putin's regime. Vitalik, my brother, I hope you have good security. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.